Now, commuters versus residents, battle that's been going on for years. People driving into Belfast looking for a street to park where they where there won't be any charges. But some residents aren't happy with the influx of extra cars every day. Lisa's contacted us. Morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning.
What happened to you? This was South Belfast. What happened?
What happened to me, I started university a few months ago and I'm a mature student with two small children, so I travel up and down every day. I park in an area in South Belfast between a few different streets, and I came back one day a few months back with a letter underneath my window wipers, which caused me quite a great deal of distress. I had parked outside someone's house and they had called me nasty and inconsiderate and selfish and disrespectful for parking outside their home. They used police cones to keep the space available, and I had contacted the police and just sort of sussed out if I was in right or wrong to lift them, and they had said that they shouldn't have them and that I hadn't done anything wrong and that I was okay to lift them and park there.
Lift what?
The police cones. So I
lifted this resident was putting out cones. Were they police cones?
Yeah, they're actually official police cones that they're using. There's quite a few of them in the street. So the resident had put the name to the letter and their address, actually, and so I was a bit annoyed about it, and I stayed away from the area for quite a while, and then I have a really sick father. I'm about 40 minutes from home, and I like to park in this particular area just in case I need access to my car quite quickly. And what happened yesterday was I arrived back. Police cones were there, lifted them off the street again, put them on the curb, and the said resident bounced out of his house, was quite aggressive and angry, stood in the parking space and wouldn't move until I moved on. So,
well, now that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, actually. I wonder, is that resident causing an offence?
Well, I rang the DOE. I'm not sure. I mean, they said that he's not allowed to do that, that they can go and lift the cones, but it was a fruitless exercise because it's easy for him to obtain cones from anywhere else again, off a building site, off the street, in a hardware store. And really, that Belfast was inundated with cones everywhere, and it wouldn't be beneficial for them to do that.
You see, we contacted the police about this. And in a nutshell, right, they said lots of things. But in a nutshell, if someone is standing on the road, and by the way, you're paying taxes so that you can park on the road, right?
That's right, yeah.
So you're paying to park on the road. It's not that you don't pay to park on the road. You're paying through your car tax to park on the road.
Yeah.
Now, this resident, we asked the PSNI, look, if a resident comes out and stands and actually obstructs someone parking their car, what's the crack? And the police said that this would, in general, be a civil matter.
Right.
How on earth, to the PSNI, is it a civil matter for someone to obstruct a motorist, to obstruct a car? I'll tell you what, here's my question back to the police. If someone stands in front of a police car, is it a civil matter or will you be arrested?
Yeah, I'm sure you would be arrested.
All those flag protesters who were prosecuted.
Yeah.
Wonder's Jamie Bryson wondering this morning if it's a civil matter.
Stephen, I actually just want to stress that I live in a very, very similar situation to this resident. Well, not even similar, it's identical. And unfortunately, I know how frustrating it can be, but I'm also smart enough to know that there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. The space is there for the public to park on. And that's just it, courses for courses.
I actually think there's a really, really interesting story for the police in the way that they have responded this morning. So can we now stand in a road and block anything and everything and the police won't arrest us? Because if you block a car and it's a civil matter. In other words, it's not a matter for the police to arrest you. It's a civil matter. So if someone can block a car trying to park, can someone stand in the middle of the road and block a car trying to travel along a road? Can someone stand, as I said, if they object to what the police are doing, can they stand in front of a police car?
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then for this resident to be using police cones, well, what's that all about?
There's quite a lot of them in the same street. I would say there's probably 10 to 15 police cones in the street.
So what? Who decides if you get a police cone? I'd love a couple of police cones, and I'd stick them outside on the Ormo Road here, outside the BBC. And, you know, if I could, I don't know, if the police would give me a couple and I could have my own parking spot outside the BBC.
The police did say that it wasn't an offence to have them.
Really?
Well, he shouldn't have them. So it seems like a very grey area.
Well, it'll not be grey by the time we deal with it, because we'll go back to the police today and we will ask, who gives these police cones out to residents? Can I have a couple? And what happens?
Yeah.
What are the rules around that? We've already asked. What would the police say when we asked? Well, we're waiting. Well, we're still waiting from the police. I know! Sorry, they're torturing me behind the scenes here. 0330 80 55 55 is the number to call today. The other side to this, of course, is it must be incredibly frustrating to a resident who lives, you know, they want to park their car outside their house, Lisa, and they see people.
He does park his car outside his house.
Well, not when you're parked in a spot.
No, he does. We established that his car was parked there. It's another space if it's for friends or relatives, or he just doesn't like anybody outside his door, but his car is there and parked.
Well, it must be incredibly frustrating to residents of a street to see people coming in from miles and miles away and parking outside their house.
It is. It happens to me every day. I have two small children. I come home with shopping and the children, and I have to walk half a mile to get to my house because business owners, solicitors, people with great wealth park outside my house, but I know there's nothing I can do unless the police allow me a couple of cones and they obstruct the road.
There are residence parking schemes, of course,
in
some areas where the residents basically have a permit and that gives them the locality, the right to park within their locality. Here's Margaret. Morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. No, I'm listening to your program and the lady there regarding the parking.
Yes.
I've had several occasions in different parts where I've lived here in Londonderry.
Yes.
And you don't have any right to own the piece of the street outside your home. So anybody can park on it. We went through that umpteen times.
Yes.
So you don't have any right under the law. You don't own the bit of street outside your home.
Because it's a public road, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So she is right to park.
But if the resident, what would you have done? The resident standing on the road, the police clearly aren't going to arrest him. Police aren't going to do anything, so it's a civil matter. So if the resident gets out and stands on the road and stops you parking, what do you do?
Yeah, no, it is a fact that the police won't arrest the person. They're not in my experience on the occasions where I had the problem. So it must be, you know, it must be under the law. The girl or anybody must have a right to park because the person in the house does
right.
not. Own that part of the street.
Margaret, thank you. Here's Wendy. Morning, Wendy.
Hi.
Go ahead, Wendy.
I got a parking ticket because I had to come home from work to let the engineer in to service the gas boiler.
Yes.
And there was no place to park outside my house, and I was only, 5-10 minutes and the police gave me a parking ticket. I parked off the road on the curb, you know, but it's ridiculous. Belfast all red tape as far as I'm concerned.
Wendy, thank you. And Terry, morning, Terry.
Hello.
Go ahead, Terry.
Is that Stephen?
That's me.
Hello. I'm intrigued listening to that lassie.
Lassie?
It's so convenient
She's
for
not a dog. The lassie.
This case has been going on for the last 20 years in Derry, stroke Londonderry, in all these areas that are near workplaces and universities and colleges. It's at the stage now where you can't even get into the street with your car, let alone park in front of it. That people tackle you. If you dare to say you can't park there, I live here, you know, I need to park my car, they would wrestle with you and call your names and tell you to F off.
Really?
Absolutely. And ordinary cones in the neighbours here. And time to lift them and sort of say, oh, well, you know, it's a public road. And I know another street
near
the university. It's quite a narrow street and the people actually have gates into their driveways.
Yes.
And they park in front of the driveways. There's one particular...
But no, that is an offence. That is an offence. If you block the driveway, that is an offence.
Tell me about it. And there's one particular place, the lady's brother's disabled. So if she's lucky, if she gets out of the car out in the morning and then get back into again when she comes back, they're prisoners.
Well, listen, maybe we all need to give George Hamilton a ring and ask him for police cones. I don't know.
They would still lift the police cones.
Malachy in Belfast. Morning, Malachy.
Hi, you know, Stephen. I have the story of the year for you, mate.
Yes.
Botanic Avenue, Ribs and Bibs, best restaurant in Belfast to eat in.
Stop your plugs.
Right, but I own it. But here's the crack. There's a wee man outside and he's begging Botanic Avenue. He's been there for years and a sleeping blanket outside the door, right? I feed him every day. We just give him food because we're very generous in that way because that's the sort of people we are. However, as a result of us feeding him, what he does now every day, when I park my car on Botanic Avenue,
yes,
and the rate that I pay is a joke, right? When a traffic warden comes up the street now, he jumps out of his blanket and he flies into the restaurant screaming. He can't speak English, telling us there's a warden in the street, right?
Right.
So we go out, stick our 30 noop in the thing, put a 15-minute ticket on. Up comes your man, sees the ticket and walks away. Now, the car's sitting there all day, obviously, but it only causes a pound a day. Sure, it's great. So beggar gets fed. We don't pay any traffic fines. And it's in the world a better place.
Okay, thank you. Lisa, thank you. I want to come back to this story tomorrow. Lots of interesting things in this story. I'm actually into this story.